East Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather.
The KZN Premier has called on residents to take heed of weather warnings for their own safety. Tami Ntuli is in the Rangonyeni municipality today to assess the damage caused by heavy downpours. The region was under a severe thunderstorm warning yesterday. So far, an elderly woman from Bomela in Ward 24 has been confirmed deceased. Authorities are still searching for two missing people in Umzumbe who were reportedly swept away after crossing a low-lying bridge. Ntuli says there's an urgent need for additional funding and long-term planning following the flood damage.
Engineers will need to come on board so that they will advise what is it that we need to do in the future when climate change affects the area, because climate change is here to stay.
He has commended emergency services who are trying to locate missing people and are helping with broader recovery efforts.
But what is more important is the awareness to our society, as the weather alerts are given prior. Like here, they were aware that there was going to be this kind of rain. Hence, the disaster management teams were dispatched before the rain actually started. They were on alert.
At the same time, in the south of Durban, search efforts are continuing for three men who went missing after last night's heavy rainfall in Amanzimtoti. The car they were travelling in was swept off Long Acres Drive and washed away into a nearby river. Emergency services say the car was carrying six people and that three managed to escape. Here's ALS paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jameson.
I can confirm that SAPS search and rescue teams and rescue dogs are in the water, and they have made their way from where the vehicle was found to where the vehicle was actually swept off the bridge. Nothing has been found at this stage. The teams are now making their way back to the vehicle through the water, and then we'll proceed further downstream to also check that part of the river.
And the ANC in the Western Cape has demanded an investigation after video footage emerged showing a councillor firing a gun. Nokuzola Kolwabi, the deputy mayor of the Bidu local municipality, was captured on video discharging a firearm yesterday during a ceremony in the Gwanokthula township near Plettenberg Bay. Sfiso Mtsweni speaks for the ANC in that province.
We want the law enforcement agencies to act on the councillor, and we believe that the councillor is a public representative, is supposed to at all material times act with a responsibility and ensure that they stay true to their oath of office. So we find what we see circulating on the social media as a criminal offence, as a rogue, and we call for the charlatan councillor to be investigated.
On the weather front back home, there's a yellow level 4 warning for severe thunderstorms over most parts of KZN today, except along the coast. That same alert changes to a yellow level 2 warning for western KZN tomorrow. The storms are accompanied by heavy downpours, damaging winds, excessive lightning and hail. It may result in localised flooding and damage to infrastructure and settlements. We've got a high of 29 degrees in Durban and Kokstad tomorrow. Ladysmith, Richards Bay and Ulundi 33, Pietermaritzburg 32, Newcastle and Mooi River 31, Margate 30 and 28 for the Berg. Morning swells are reaching 2.5 metres at the Durban beach, with sunrise at 7 minutes to 5. That's all from the Newswatch team for today. I'm Tamasha Kanye.